Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This is the last new live edition for 2014. What a year it has been. And we're here to celebrate and to talk about what we've learned in 2014 and what our intention is for 2015. And I've invited all of my former guests. Some have said they are able to call in, some are not. But we'll see throughout the hour who's able to call in and share their lessons and their intentions with us. And I hope you, our listeners, will also call in and share what you have learned in 2014 and what your intention is for 2015. Of course, feel free to call in anytime during the hour. Our call-in number is 877-480-4120. So let's get started. We are going to have, of course, our quotes from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what they have in store for us today from the universe. I have a special request to pass on to you directly from the morning sun herself, echoed by the clear blue sky, the earth under your feet, and the trees in your life who each long for your passing. From time to time, however sporadic or brief, they'd absolutely adore your undivided attention. I'd want to know, so I thought you would too. The universe. An interesting message from the universe today. To pay attention to such things as the morning sun, the sky, the earth, and the trees. Paying attention to nature, one of my favorite things to do. Yes, for many of us who live in urban areas and cities, sometimes we feel like we're just surrounded by concrete and glass and steel all day long. It really, really, really helps to go to the park, to connect to nature, to get out of the city for the weekend, as I am doing this weekend, and surround yourself with all things natural, the trees, the bushes. Even in wintertime, it's the leaves on the ground, or maybe the trees are bare. But being in touch with nature has such profound healing effects. I hope you all, however briefly, you may be able to connect with each this weekend. And let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. What is the definition of procrastination? It means I can feel within my energy sensor that this action is not in perfect alignment at this time. Abraham. Very interesting. Two rather diverse quotes, because I guess it's going to be a diverse show. And this is, I am such a believer in this. And I know this whole issue of procrastination and lining up your energy, there's really a lot of controversy around it. I am a longtime procrastinator, and I was tremendously guilty over being a longtime procrastinator because we live in such a society where it's like, oh, you got to get it done. Get it done now. Do it now. What are you waiting for? You got to get it done today. You got to check off everything on your to-do list today. Until really I learned this from Abraham, and it made such sense to me. And it really explained why there are certain things that we procrastinate until the absolute last minute. Because when it comes to getting things, quote unquote, done, when it comes down to doing things, we think the act of doing them is the most important part. And yes, you know, if you want to see results, you know, you do actually have to do some things. But what Abraham focuses on, and why I really love this quote, is that in the lining up of our energies, the feeling, the joy in the doing is really the most important thing. Because once we line up our energies, then the doing becomes so easy. You know, we sometimes feel like we have to effort so much. We have to push ourselves to do all this stuff, and it's such a pain, it's such an effort, it takes so much energy. And the reason why is because we haven't taken the time to really line up our energies and to come into alignment with it, with what it is, the thing that we need to do. You know, we think that if there's a project that's got to get done, and there's some piece of the project that we just keep putting off and putting off and putting off, and we can't understand why we keep putting off this one particular piece. And it's because, very simply, we're not in alignment with what it takes to get that one piece done. And what does that mean, not in alignment with it? Well, it means maybe, you know, there's something about it that we haven't found joyful for us yet, or maybe we're not feeling creative enough, or maybe we haven't found the elegant solution to it, or maybe it's something that we need to do with others but we're trying to do it on our own. It could be a myriad of different reasons why we're not in alignment. And so the thing is, before you're going to sit down and do that thing that you really dread doing, really, what would serve us best is to figure out, why do we dread doing it? Why are we putting off? And ask ourselves what we can do to make it more fun. There's never enough fun in our lives. We all want to enjoy life and have more fun in the doing than we actually have. So if we can line up and just ask ourselves that question, how can I do this thing I'm avoiding doing and have fun doing it? Just asking the question gets the mind working in the right way. And all of a sudden we might think of, well, you know what, since I'm doing this on my own, you know, I could be playing some music in the background, or maybe it's, you know what, I just need somebody else to sit here and be with me while I do it. So we call up a friend and say, hey, look, I got to get this done on a project. Would you just be here and hold space for me while I work on it? And then all of a sudden we have the answer to that question of why we haven't been in alignment, why we've been procrastinating. And then by finding that thing that helps to line it up for us, then all of a sudden we do a much better job at it. Then it goes by so quickly. Then it doesn't feel like such an effort anymore. Now we can actually have fun doing this thing, whatever it is we need to work on. So next time you're not in the mood to do something, next time you find yourself procrastinating and procrastinating and procrastinating, you got to think about, well, why am I procrastinating and what can I do to feel good about actually doing this thing? This is a tremendous, tremendous lesson. And I think it's a great quote for us to end the year with. Procrastination is not the problem. It is never the problem. It is a feeling. that indicates we are not in alignment with the task at hand. And it's an indication that we need to find a way to become better in alignment with the task at hand so that when we do the task, we can feel great about it. And when we feel great about doing the thing we're working on, come on, guys, tell me the truth. Does it not work so much better? Does it not flow so much better when we really feel good about the thing we're working on? Does not, like, the ideas begin to flow and all of a sudden we come up with solution to things that, like, wow, I never would have thought of that. Where did that come from? So please trust me on this. Abraham, I tell you from my own personal experience, is really so true. Need to line up our energies. We need to pay attention to how we're feeling so that we can do the best job we can at hand. Now, again, I'm not saying you just sit around and procrastinate all day long and not get anything done. But when you realize that you're procrastinating, don't just say, oh, I'm just being lazy. Oh, I'm just not in the mood. No, there's a real reason why you're not fully in alignment with it. And all that means is just ask yourself, what can I do to become more in alignment? And that one simple question will save you so many hours of agony and serve you in so many ways you will not believe. So, as you go through this next couple of weeks without me, while we're on our holiday breaks, and maybe you're with family, maybe you're visiting people, maybe you're on vacation, take some time to walk through nature, connect with the sand, the sea, the sky, the trees, the mountains, the lakes. Feel them and feel how that brings you into alignment with yourself. And as you have the things you need to do, maybe you said, you know what, we're going to clean up the house before the end of the year. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Whatever it happens to be for you, and you're just kind of not feeling it, just ask yourself, well, how can I do this thing I'm not feeling into so much and have fun doing it? What can make it more enjoyable for me? What can make it better and more pleasurable for me? And see how quickly your energy shifts around that thing. So, two great quotes. I've spent a lot of time on these quotes. I just thought for the end of the year, we'd really dig into this stuff because these are two very, very, very good lessons to know and to be aware of throughout the year. So, you know what? I think we're going to go out to break first. Again, if you guys want to call in and share with us your one big lesson learned for 2014 and your one big intention for 2015, please do. And I will let you know what my lessons were for 2014 and what my intention is for 2015. So please call in. The number is 877-480-4120. This is the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I will go to the volcano, melt my heart in Mauna Kea snow. I will go to the volcano, melt my heart in Mauna Kea snow. Get waist deep, yeah, get barreled. All the gifts return tenfold. I will go to the volcano.
I will go to the volcano.
Melt my heart, Mauna Kea snow.
I will go to the volcano. Yes. And I actually went to a couple of different volcanoes when I was in Ecuador just recently. I was in the Galapagos. And hold on a second. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone and then pick it up. The battery died. I actually went to the volcanoes on. Let me see. Well, first in Quito, there was volcanoes around, and then there was volcanoes around in Isabel, in Island Isabel. Actually, all the islands are like basically volcanoes. And so, do we have a caller in the line yet?
Yes.
So let's bring on our first caller calling in. Who's online? Is it Leroy?
Hello.
Hey, Leroy. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Fantastic. So, how has what was one big lesson you learned for 2014?
Well, it was something like you were talking about earlier. You know, tired of trying to convince others to sign up for things, and actually stop doing some things that were ostensibly very successful. For example, the biggest expo in the Boston area. I had a booth with a colleague this last November, and there were 5,000 people through the first day and 3,500 the second day. I think I worked on 19 people during the 2 days, and I didn't sign up for it for next year. I said, "Nope, that's enough."
So it's kind of like, you know, enough is enough with, trying to convince people of something, as opposed to just attracting them, just letting them come to you. When people are ready and they work with your vibration, they'll just come to you. You don't have to work on convincing them all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. Great. And what's one of your intentions for 2015? Now, if I know you, Leroy, you probably have several intentions for 2015. So let's just get the big one.
Well, I've been getting these subtle signals to take, let's call it a segue into a direction. So it's around embracing the new. You know, it's easy to keep doing the same old thing.
Right.
And so I actually started a call. The first one was yesterday, a teleconference on deeper spiritual awareness. Actually communicating with ascended masters, teachers, councils, etc. And one of the things that came out of it is being the container, that contains the uncontainable.
Mm.
And so it's like time to go to another level, if you will. Well, right. That's not a really good description either. It's back to what you just said, which is being who I really am and attracting people.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Leroy. And for those of you who don't remember, Leroy Maloof was on my show earlier this year, and his practice is called Energetic Wellbeing. What's your website, Leroy?
It's energeticwellbeing.com. It's all one word.
Energeticwellbeing.com. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Leroy. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday season, and I wish you all the best for 2015.
And thank you, Sam, for all the great things you do and getting information out to people. It's wonderful. And
thank
I wish you a very prosperous new year.
Thank you.
And I hear you're taking a couple of weeks off, so have a great vacation.
Thank you so much, Leroy. You take care now. All the best.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Leroy Maloof, a wonderful healer, and definitely worth checking out. We're having a little technical difficulty with the line one here, but we have another caller in. Who's on the line one now?
This is Chris Fletcher, Sam.
Oh, hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir.
Apologize. I know we were trying to pick up for a while. We're having some problems with the handset. So just if any of my other guests call in, we may just put you straight into the system. So, Chris, wonderful astrologer that you are. Tell me, what was one big lesson you learned in 2014?
Well, it's an interesting question. I learned that you can teach an old dog new tricks. And the reason I suggest that is because I'm going back to school. And even at 62 years old, I'm an old dog, but I'm going to go learn some new tricks so that I can expand even further. So that's what I learned in 2014. And also that we have a very long way to go. I think that the way we go, get further down the road and expand our consciousness is to actively pursue greater knowledge and information, and that's part of the reason I'm going back to school.
Well, Chris, you're 62 years young, not 62 years old. Because
that's a very good point.
I know you.
I like that.
You're very young at heart, and you're not that old a dog yet, even though, you know, because we're in human years. We're not in dog years. So, you know, we're doing okay.
Yeah. All right. Wonderful. That's great, Sam. Thank you.
Yes, you can always learn something new. A great, great lesson. And what's one intention you have for 2015?
Well, my biggest plan is to keep opening up my heart wider and expanding my view and reach, I think, is probably the best way to summarize it. I think that being more opening up my heart as wide as I possibly can to anybody and anyone who needs help and guidance and for the world in general, I think that if we all follow that sort of routine, we will find ourselves in a much different place in a few years. I think it's just a matter of, you know, I think we're getting there. It's just a very long, slow process. And the year does have some challenges ahead of it. We've got a Pluto Uranus square coming up on March the 17th, but it'll be the last of the seven that we've felt over the last several years.
Yes.
So I think we're headed down the right pathway, and I think that's what I'm holding near to myself right now.
Wonderful.
Forward, so.
Yeah. That's great. Yes, open your heart even wider. I'm a big believer in that. I've been doing a lot more heart-centered work this past year, like the last 6 months, so I'm big believer in that as well. So let me just ask you quickly before I let you go, Chris, since you're an astrologer. 2015, you already mentioned about the square. What does it feel like to you? Is 2015 a year of expansion, a year of growth? Is it a year of kind of taking our own counsel? How would you characterize 2015?
Yeah, I think we're going to see some incredible growth. I think that the square of Uranus-Pluto does bring about growth, but it brings about growth by removing old, staid ways that don't work any longer. So we're seeing some of the standard constructions that we've been adhering to over the past several years beginning to collapse. I mean, simply the fact that we opened up the doors to Cuba, and simply the fact that we're seeing new pathways to expanding are exactly the secret. This is the problem that we've had. We are locked in some of these older ways. So we have to shed a lot of these old ways, and I think that this planetary alignment brings about these necessary changes. It's going to force us to be more forgiving, more tolerant. And it may not be an easy path getting there, but nothing worth having comes easily.
Right, absolutely.
And get it done.
And that's great because that I guess, completely supports Leroy's intention, which he said his new intention for 2015 was to embrace the new. So that should be an intention for all of us, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it's, well, I think we have to get there. We've just got to work at it. And as I said, it's not going to be easy for some people. They're going to have some tough times, but I think that the rewards are there at the end of the road. So
yeah, absolutely. Wonderful, Chris. Fantastic.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Chris Fletcher, a wonderful astrologer. And what's your website, Chris?
It's turningofthewheel.com is the best way. www.turningofthewheel.com. Just one word, turning of the wheel.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's great. Sam, thanks so much for having me on, and I really appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you in the year coming up.
Yes, I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks for calling in, Chris. All the best.
Yeah, great. Thanks for all the work you do, Sam. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there we have two former guests of mine, Chris Fletcher and Leroy Maloof. So some interesting lessons and some interesting intentions for lessons from 2014 and intentions for 2015. Sounds like, you know, 2015 is a year to really grow, embrace the new, to allow ourselves to experience and see. I mean, the one thing, I say it all the time, the only thing constant right now is change. And I think we're just going to see more and more change as time goes on. So really, I don't think we're going to have any choice but to embrace the new. What have I learned in 2014? What's been my big lesson for 2014? I really have to tell you, more than anything else, the most surprising lesson I started to learn, I'm still learning it, for 2014, self-care. Is really, really, truly how important it is for us to take care of ourselves, to understand what our needs are, our true needs are, and to allow ourselves the space to embrace those needs. You know, maybe it's need to be around nature more, or maybe it's need to be around friends more, need to connect more, need to feel supported more. Whatever it is for you, I don't know, but for me, self-care, and I've really started to pay attention to that word a lot more. It's interesting how I hear people talk in different conversations and kind of talking about the same thing, but maybe not using the same word. And I would say to them, oh, that's really interesting. So you're really talking about taking better care of yourself or really more self-care. And they go, oh, yeah, that's right. So it's interesting how I see it starting to come into the collective consciousness of, I guess, just the people I'm bumping into, because it's in my consciousness now. And it's really only until we truly take care of ourselves and understand what our real needs are. And I'm not talking superficial needs. I mean, you know, needs that, you know, really are needs of the soul to take care of us. And really to allow ourselves to take those needs, to get those needs. You know, maybe it's, you know, you need an afternoon off from work or a day off from work. Maybe it's to go traveling. Maybe it's for something new. Maybe it's to see an old friend. Maybe it's to have a conversation with somebody. Maybe it's to go out to a nice restaurant that you haven't been to. Or maybe it's to make a meal at home. Maybe it's to change your diet. Maybe it's to exercise more. Whatever self-care means to you, I highly encourage you to think about it and to focus on it. Because as I say in lots of my workshops and lectures, you can't give from a cup that's empty. We can only give when we're overflowing. Because if we give from our own lack, we take away from ourselves, it doesn't serve us, and we're not really truly able to give the other person what they truly need. So in order to fill up our cup, to get it to be overflowing, we really need to take care of ourselves, of our needs. So I hope you will consider this, especially coming into the new year. 2015 being a year of growth, we need to really pay attention to self-care in 2015. So, again, if anyone would like to call in, I'm actually going to give out, since our 800 number, that handset seems to be giving us some trouble, call in on our regular landline, the 212-721-8183. Let us know what your lesson for 2014 and what your intention is for 2015. 212-721-8183. We're going out to break, and we will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Adventures in a Plastic Bag. I had to play some old songs that haven't played for a while. That's Mark Aaron James, a wonderful independent singer-songwriter. A really fun album, Adventures in a Plastic Bag. I believe we have another caller on the line. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Heather Ashimara.
Hi, Heather Ash. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sam?
Wonderful, wonderful. I apologize. We're having a little trouble with our phone today, so we had to put you straight into the system. So let's hear from you, Heather Ash. What was one big lesson you learned in 2014?
I would say one of the biggest lessons I learned in 2014 is patience when creating something. In a lot of transition and creating a lot of change in my life, and I'm really seeing that change takes time and it takes perseverance. And so I feel like I got that in my bones this year, and the sense of just resting into taking the next step and taking the next step without worrying about, is it working? Is it okay? Just stay steady with the little steps, knowing that you're on the path.
Right. So like just being good with the journey, just being good with, you know what, this is the process, this is the steps, this is what I'm going through, and you know what, it's all good even if it doesn't seem like it at the time.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful, Heather Ash. And what's one big intention you have for 2015?
So many intentions, but one big one as I was walking today was to write every morning.
To write?
So 365 days to spend some time every morning at my computer or in my journal writing.
Wonderful, wonderful. So in the vein of our quote from Abraham this morning about procrastination. What can you do to make that fun for yourself so you actually look forward and feel in alignment with the idea of writing every morning?
One of the things I've done in the past that I will do next year as well is that I have a little spreadsheet that I created for myself that I log in when I sit down to write, and I log back out when I go take a break. And it was just a fun way to track myself and just like check in. Okay, I'm checking in. I'm checking back out again. Yeah. Yep. So that was a really helpful thing in the past, and I'm excited to do that again to make it fun, because for whatever reason, that's fun to me, is having that sort of accountability with myself.
Okay, cool. You know, a lot of people, you know, something like that would add more stress or more pressure on them, but for you it works. And that's a wonderful thing to be aware of, because lots of times, you know, what works for one person isn't what works for another person. And it's good to just be aware of what, knowing what helps us, and it may not, and it may be completely opposite of what helps someone else.
Yeah, that is so true, Sam, that we have to really honor our quirks and our personalities and what it stimulates and excites us, even if it doesn't make sense to other people or would be exactly the opposite.
Right.
Yes.
Wonderful, Heather Ash. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And just to remind people, what's your website?
TOCI.org is the main website, TOCI.org, or warriorgoddess.com.
POCI.com or warriorgoddess.org. Wonderful, Heather Ash. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your lessons and your intentions.
Thanks so much, Sam. Have a great rest of your day.
Take care. Happy holidays and a wonderful new year to you.
Same to you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So we're getting an interesting collection of lessons and intentions. Writing every morning, that's a great intention. And actually, that's something that I think can serve a lot of people. And it doesn't matter if you're a writer or not, or if you want to write a book or not. But just keeping a journal and just writing about, you know, maybe it's not in the morning, maybe at night, what went on during the day. You know, I often coach people and tell them that, like, you know, one of the most important things you can do at the end of the day is to keep a little victory log and just write on a piece of paper what are 3 or 4 or 5 quote-unquote victories. I get air quotes up here. Victories of the day. And they can be big. They can be small. You know, they could be a victory for you. Could be just I picked up the phone and called somebody. Or I bumped into an old friend. Or I read another chapter in the book. You know, we're so hard on ourselves. And we so feel like, oh my God, I've got to do this big thing or I'm a failure. And the truth is, we experience lots and lots and lots of victories every single day. We just don't recognize them as such. Did you smile at a stranger today? Talk to somebody on the elevator? Did you hold a door open for somebody? Did you help somebody get on the subway or give somebody your seat? Or maybe you just decided to stand and let other people sit so they could be a little more comfortable. You know, that a victory doesn't have to be a huge thing. Maybe you did the dishes and you didn't want to do the dishes. Or maybe it's the laundry. Anything can be a victory. And you know what? Give yourself an extra gold star if you found a way to make the thing you were avoiding and having some fun doing it. If you learn to sort of turn around the process and something that you normally dread or you normally don't really enjoy doing, that you found a way to line up your energy and actually enjoy doing the thing you were avoiding. Give yourself an extra gold star. So writing, even if it's in a journal, just for yourself, it doesn't have to be for anybody else. You may, you know, you may write something and maybe you'll show it to other people and maybe not. But it can be very cathartic. It can be very wonderful. Plus, you know, sometimes I you know, my wife loves to clean up the house and like, what's this? What's that? You know, what are you doing with this? What are you doing that? You're not using it. Get rid of it. And I'm like looking through some old stuff. And occasionally I come across an old diary or an old journal that I wrote like 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I read something and I go, oh my God, I completely forgot about going through that or thinking that way or somebody told me this or that. And just, I so appreciate the fact that I actually wrote those things down that, you know, at the time, you know, I just needed to express myself privately. I didn't really do it for any specific reason. But now that I find those old books and I look through them and it reminds me of what I went through and more importantly, like what I was thinking at the time, what I was experiencing, it really was so valuable to look back on it and just go, oh my God, I can't believe how much things have changed since then. So just journaling your life, it may not seem like a productive use of time. It may not seem like such a great thing, but you'd be surprised how years later you can pull up those old journals and all of a sudden you realize, wow, I'm really glad I wrote that. So yeah, writing every day. I think that's one I might co-opt from Heather Ash and pull out one of my old journals. I always have books. You know, my wife gets on my case all the time. You know, you got this book, you keep starting all these books and then you never finish writing in them. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, they're all for different reasons, different purposes. So maybe I'll take out one of my old diaries that still has some blank pages in it and I'll start writing a little bit in it. So please join us. Let us know. What is your big lesson of 2014 and intention for 2015? Feel free to call us at 212-721-8183. So I told you what my big lesson was for this past year, 2014, self-care. Haven't told you yet what my big intention is for 2015. You're going to have to hang in and stay tuned. I'm not going to tell you until the last segment, which we only have one more segment after this, so we'll take care of that. But let's just take a quick review of 2014. What was 2014 like? 2014 was a very interesting year for me because you know, I'd been working with different teachers and different healers and different, you know, people who really contributed a lot to my life. And sometime, I don't know, in the last couple of years, I kind of stepped out on my own and I kind of said, you know, enough studying with other people. I need to kind of find my own path a little bit. And then I met this interesting fellow by the name of Oria. A nice Jewish boy from Haifa who practices a form of Peruvian shamanism that's 3,000 years old. And I discovered I still have more to learn. But what I loved about the work that I do with him, and yes, you can listen to his radio show on Thursdays at 11, being Waking with Oria. One of the things that I really learned from this work was really getting to know myself much better and really being able to see things about myself that I hadn't really overly been aware of. So a real big lesson for me for 2014, in addition to self-care, was self-discovery, was really getting to know myself that much better and being okay with it. That, you know what? You know, who and what we are and the experiences we've been through. You know what? It's okay. It's okay to be human. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not always be perfect. It's okay to have needs. It's okay to have desires. You know, it's okay to not always get it right the first time. It's all part of life. You know, life is organic and it grows and it doesn't always get it right the first time. If you ever watch a plant, right, in your, even a house plant in your home, it grows towards the sunlight. But then sometimes the branches get too long and they get too heavy and they fall down and you have to prune it, or it might even die on its own. Because life understands that, yeah, you try all kinds of different things and sometimes things don't work out and that's okay. And so you pull back a little bit and you trim and then you get a little bit stronger, a little bit bushier. Your foundation gets stronger and then you grow even more. So really getting to know myself was a real big lesson in 2014 in a much deeper way. Not that I didn't know myself before, but I got to know myself and accept myself on a much deeper level this year. So let us know. What was your big lesson in 2014? 212-721-8183. Give us a call and share with us as well. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our last segment and wrap things up talking about our intentions for 2015. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique Decoq.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking
Alternative. In my heart, I'm so grateful for my choices. But in my head, sometimes I wish there were not so many fucking voices.
There's a voice that says I got to be myself, and then another voice says I'm just like everybody else, and then a third voice says, hey, listen, who the hell knows?
That guitar man from Central Park, David Ippolito. He just had actually not that long ago. I wasn't able to make it. I wasn't here. A concert in Merkin Hall recently, but wonderful, wonderful musician. Who the hell knows? And it's wintertime now, so you can't find him in Central Park on the Saturdays. But pretty much come spring and summertime, just about every weekend you find David Ippolito in Central Park. Highly recommend him. I believe his website is thatguitarman.com. So please check it out. And I believe we have another caller on the line. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Louisa.
Hi, Louisa. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Wonderful. How's our Contessa?
Doing just great. Actually distributing cookies today.
Distributing cookies. Oh,
yes,
wonderful.
It's my holiday tradition to make cookies, and so people in my neighborhood get my cookies.
Well, just to remind you, our address is 125 West. You're in Pennsylvania. I forgot. Oh, well.
I'll see what I can do.
So, Louisa, tell us, what was one big lesson you learned in 2014?
Well, probably the biggest lesson was that when I come from fear, mm-hmm, or anxiety to life and making decisions, the best I can achieve is mediocrity.
Ah.
And so that leads me straight into my intentions for 2015 is, first of all, really true, and nothing new, but a recommitment to truly taking care of myself, and that is physically, both emotionally, and
self-care,
mentally.
Self-care, yes!
And, yes, and come to any decision really from within. Say, what does the contestant want to do?
Yes, exactly. Wonderful, wonderful. Because when you take care of yourself, does that fear tend to subside?
Yes, of course, because then I come from a place of being present,
mm-hmm.
being present in the now, which includes being in my body and so on. Of course, fear is here to guide us at times. However, when I haven't slept enough, or when I'm just mm-hmm. working too hard mm-hmm. and not taking those breaks, I'm in a different mind space.
Yes.
And decisions made from that space. I mean, it's not that it hasn't been successful. It's just, I strongly believe that it doesn't need to be that hard.
Yes. No, it doesn't need to be that hard.
Right. And that the change or the shift is me taking better care of me.
Wonderful. So just to share for our audience, for them to learn, what's one form of self-care that really helps you feel so much better?
I love to read, and this past year I haven't really allowed myself to take the time to read, other than it was connected to my work or some research
right.
that I was doing.
Right.
So one thing that I have scheduled already through the end of the year is to have at least an hour a week. I mean, because it's a little slow during the holidays,
right.
I'm looking to make it a daily occurrence.
Right.
But an hour a week where I just read whatever I want.
Wonderful. An hour a week to read. That's a great form of self-care. And you know what I love about that is that's something like anybody can do, right?
Exactly.
You know, we all think we're so busy and we don't have time for this and don't have time for that. But come on, guys. I mean, we can all take 1 hour out of our week and spend it doing something that nourishes us, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What I find is important, Sam, is that I, and I think everybody else too, actually schedules it. So I've had the intention
right.
of reading forever, right? And then it's like,
right.
And it's Sunday night, and I'm too tired now, and I haven't done it yet. So when I actually put it in my calendar, because we all know our schedules more or less where
mm-hmm.
it's feasible,
mm-hmm.
it's like an appointment.
Right.
And it's much more likely that I really take that time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, now, you know, everyone has the smartphones or your computer. Just put it into your put it in as a repeating appointment in your calendar with a reminder that this hour is to be spent reading. And just do that as a weekly reoccurring event and just remind yourself to do it. Because we all start off with these intentions, and then if we don't have a reminder, if we don't schedule it, if we don't, set something up so that it, like, you know, breaks us out of our daily routine, we forget, you know, we do it for a few weeks, we're really good, we make our New Year's resolutions, we carry them through for a few weeks, and then what happens? Life gets in the way and we forget, and oh, we're too busy and this and that. But you're right. If you schedule it and you put it in there, then it's like, oh, I scheduled it, so I should do this now.
Right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Louisa. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your lesson and your intention. And just to let people know, what's your website again?
It's www.innercontessa.com.
Inner Contessa, not the innercontessa.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Louisa, for calling in. I hope
My
you're
pleasure.
Having a wonderful holiday season. Enjoy giving out all those cookies today.
I sure am. And to you too. Enjoy all the activities.
Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Same here.
All right. Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Wonderful. Ah, another great lesson and intention. From one of our former guests, Louisa Roget, a really wonderful woman, great work. And I really want to thank you, our listeners. I want to thank all of our former guests who have come on the show throughout the year. And I was really quite pleased at how many, you know, when I emailed everybody just earlier this week, I just had this idea earlier this week to have former guests kind of call in with their lesson and intention. How many of you got back to me and actually said to me, look, I would love to call in, but I'm busy. I have a meeting. I have appointments. You know, that meant a lot to me that you actually got back to me and let me know, those who even weren't able even to call in. But we did have several. One, two, three, four, five. No, four. Five. No, four. How many people called in? Yeah, four people called in. Who called in during the show. I really appreciate that. So I told you what my big lesson was for 2014, and that was, Luisa's intention, was self-care. My intention for 2015... One, I hope you will share with me, and that's being more connected with myself. And that is basically understanding and knowing when I'm standing in my truth, understanding when I'm avoiding something, understanding when I'm saying something that's not really in alignment, and doing something about it. That for me, 2015 is, and not that it hasn't been in the past, I don't want to say integrity, but consistency with what I truly believe in. Really, and letting people know and not hiding anymore. I guess that's really it. It's being connected with myself and not hiding. That this is me. This is Sam. I'm your conscious consultant. You know, if you want somebody who's going to tell you about, you know, here are the 7 rules for better marketing and better sales strategy, you know, you're going to listen to JC after me. But if you want somebody who's going to tell you that, you know, look, if you're having some difficulty here, look at this energetic pattern and being more aware and bringing more consciousness into your life, and hopefully not just into your business, but into your life in general. And if you want somebody who's going to help you along that spiritual path, to give you some ideas and to let you know, you know, from my own experience, and always I only speak from my own experience, but many people find that helpful. So you're going to hear that from me. So thank you all. Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Heather Ash. And thank you, Luisa, for calling in today. Thank you, listeners, for listening throughout 2014. We've got some surprises in store for you for 2015 and some changes. 2015 will continue to be a year of change, and we'll let you all know about that when we come back. We will not be live for the next 2 weeks because of the holidays, but we will be back on January 9th, I believe it is. So everybody, we will talk to you in the new year. Take care.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.